You're like doubting Thomas.
How?
Because when he was like, hey, Jesus, I love you, man. And Jesus was like, eh, you're going to like talk shit like 3 times before the cock crows or whatever. And then, and he's like, no, dude, not going to happen. And then he was like hanging out and someone was like, hey, bro, do you know Jesus? And he was like, don't know that, dude. And then he did it again. And he did it again. And then he was like, oh, no, I did it.
Doubting Thomas was like, I don't know that dude, or like, that dude's like not always cut out to be.
I don't remember. Anyway, the point is, you're like that, but with being ready. Because you're like, I'm ready. And I'm like, I know you're not actually ready.
And then what do I do?
And then you do whatever thing that you need to do next. And then you're like, I'm ready. And then I'm like, yeah, but you probably have one more thing. And then I'm like, yeah, but really, if I don't give you even one more thing 3 times, you're probably going to do it or need to do it. So you're like doubting Thomas, but you're like getting ready.
Rate that behavior in me.
5 out of 5.
You were making fun of me yesterday about how, like, you were doing a little impression of me, like, walking around before I left the house, and it looked like a little robot that had been, like the water that had been poured in its head, and you were shaking your arms around and, like, walking really straight and going back and forth and back and forth, like, from room to room.
Yeah, like a broken Roomba.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the point?
I'm just saying that, like, you're really getting your shots in.
What do you... I don't...
You're getting your shots in. On me.
My shots on you?
Yeah, like punching me, but, like, making fun of me.
I thought I was just observing you.
I think observation and derision are different.
Do you think observation is cruelty?
It's in the way that you look at me like a zoo animal a lot of the time. Like, you look at me like the way that a family goes to the zoo a bunch of times because they have family or whatever, and they have to bring their children to the zoo because that's what families do with their children.
I think it's a fantasy thing. They, like, wish they could put their kids in the cage.
And, like, the dad is, like, so bored of having to go to the zoo all the time, but, like, there's this one monkey that he really likes to see because, like, the monkey is doing something idiosyncratic or funny, and... like, he's in quiet hell because he realizes he's made a terrible mistake by having a family. But he's at the zoo, and he sees this monkey, and he has this, like, unspoken connection of being delighted by this monkey. And that's how I feel about you with me. Like, I'm that monkey.
You're the monkey that gives hope to the depressed dad who's about to go have his midlife crisis.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Hopeful monkey. That's what you are.
I'm the hopeful monkey. Before he goes and, like, cheats on his wife, yeah.
What do you think that man, like, when he tells other people about the monkey, like, how does he describe it?
He starts telling people about the monkey, and then he starts to laugh, like, this hysterical laugh, and he can't get through the story because he's, like, crying at the end of it, and everyone's like, is Gary okay?